you here. Let's begin because I would like to hit the ground running because we have about 20, 25 minutes to have this conversation. There is this notion that the PDP has said why some prominent members of the APC are not on the campaign train of Bola Tinubu. Do you agree? Because according to them, they, you know, what's his name now? Dele Momodu said the other day that they are ashamed of your standard bearer. What's your thought on this?
Well, thank you very much. But I don't know what they are talking about and who they are talking about. Because we have virtually explained almost the absence or otherwise of anybody, whoever, you know, within our campaign setup. And they are not much. They are not much. The other time, I issued a statement about the vice president. Mm-hmm. And I was very clear, you know, that the president was the one that gave the specific instruction about the vice president, you know, that whilst he is going to join the campaign trail, campaign train, and he's going to be present on our campaign trail, that the vice president should concentrate more on governance. That's for the vice president. We also saw the vice president also with Asiwaju about a week ago. Went to visit him, gave him his best wishes, and he's fully in with us, his spirit and everything. Unfortunately, when you hear people like some of the spokespersons of the PDP talk about us, you will wonder whether they have cleared the log in their own eyes before they're talking about us. Our party is completely together. In fact, this question is a surprise because our party is completely united.
We are not seeing some of your big party men. Chris Ngige has not joined the campaign chain. Rotimi Amaechi has not joined. The president has not joined. The VP has not joined.
Rotimi Amaechi was at the flag off in Jos. I mean, we are not like the PDP where you have six governors rebelling now that they can openly say they are going to campaign for other candidates. Well, so you hear people like that talk that some of our people are ashamed of Asiwaju. It's just a pity. It's a pity that we don't want to descend to such gutter language that they use. Mm-hmm. How can you say a party that, you know, overwhelmingly elected a candidate at a convention? It was not even a neck-to-neck like the PDP convention. This was an overwhelming, you know, election choice at the convention. You now say that same party is ashamed of what? I mean, what kind of gutter language is that? Hmm. You know, look at the party, look at the party that's even talking. This is a party where that the umbrella is in total tatters. People have openly, not like this one that they're even saying they're insinuating. Hmm. Governors, sitting governors have openly. Who is ashamed of who? Tell me. Who is ashamed of who? And yes, we have not used such language on them. We have even kept away from it all, allowing them to stew in their own juice. Okay, so it's just, unfortunately, permit my language, just gutter talk. And it does not deserve a response from us. Mm. We are a united party. Everybody is on board, including Mr. President is on board.
Honorable Kemo, let's move this conversation even further. I want to talk to you about what people have talked about severally, and that's your candidates appearing at town halls. I know you've said a few things about it, but is truly your candidate not going to attend any town hall to interact with Nigerians?
Well, I don't understand what you mean by he's not going to attend. Our candidate has attended more town halls than any other candidate.
That's your party organized. The town halls that your party organized.
That even civil society and some groups organized and invited him.
What party is that?
We were with the agro-business community in Niger. We were with the Labour Congress, the Labour groups, not even the Labour Congress. We were with the youths. We have been with so many times with businessmen in Lagos.
Has your candidate appeared in a town hall organized by civil society organizations and the media?
When you say civil society or the media, are you talking about a different set of Nigerians living in Cameroon or Niger Republic or Jos or South Africa? My candidate is talking to Nigerians. That is what's important. My candidate is talking to Nigerians. My candidate, like I said, we said, look, we made this statement very clear before, and at times we are surprised that people repeat the same thing 1,000 times.
You don't think it's important for your candidates to speak to Nigerians through the media? You don't think that is important?
I want to ask you about this, and I want to do this with all apologies.
Yeah.
We have more than 400 radio stations in Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
More than 100 TV stations?
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you this. We have invitations from more than 50 of them. Private individuals, private stations. These are owned by private people. My candidates have been very clear about this. And I will repeat it again here. And I said, we have the greatest respect for the media, the organized, the orthodox media. Let me just put, I must use that word advisedly, because I'm going to explain that in a few seconds now, why I'm using that advisedly.
Okay.
The orthodox media.
Mm.
We have the utmost respect for them. However, my candidate said, we are not going to pay heed to some, and then don't pay heed to others. My candidate wants to be fair to everybody. And so we say we are not going to make selective appearances from one media organization that organizes one, you know, town hall or, you know, engagement to another one. We're not going to be that selective. We would rather organize platforms where we're going to talk, you know, to Nigerians as a whole. So, when we have explained that, and the people keep explaining, why are you not doing the media? And let me come down to this media when I talk about orthodox media.
Yes, please.
Whether you like it or not, and I say this, I repeat it. If you're offended, I apologize, or beat my friends in media, I apologize. Why I use the word orthodox is that today as it is today,
mm-hmm.
the media space and communication has been so liberalized that the orthodox media no longer controls the narrative or the communication, avenue to the Nigerian people. I do not have to go to the orthodox media today to talk to Nigerians. I don't have to. It has been liberalized.
Unfortunately,
I can even reach more Nigerians today than even some radio stations.
Is that what your administration, if voted in, is that what Bola Tinubu would, is that how Bola Tinubu would see the conventional media as insignificant, even though the conventional media recognizes the media, your party will see the media as insignificant. Is that what you're saying?
I said, you are putting words in my mouth now because you want to spin a narrative to Nigerians. I said the highest respect. Now you are turning it to insignificant.
You said you don't need the media. That's what you said.
No, I did not say so. I did not say
you just said that you do not need the media.
I do not need only the authors. You are spinning it.
I do not need
only the orthodox media. I do not. I repeat it. You can repeat it a thousand times.
Let's move on.
Repeat it the way Nigerians want to. The way I want Nigerians to hear it. I do not need only the orthodox media. I need every means by which to reach Nigerians. And the orthodox media no longer controls the avenue by which I reach Nigerians.
Mm.
And I repeat it 1,000 times.
All right.
And that is a fact. It's a fact.
Honorable Minister, let's move on a little bit from that area. Let's talk about the current insecurity bedeviling the country. The President gave an assurance that by December, everything would calm down. and I'm sure that you've been following up on the trend, the abduction in Edo. What's the government response to this?
Well, insecurity is, addressing insecurity is an ongoing exercise. There's no point in our history where by the flick of a switch, nothing at all, a crime will never happen at all in our country again, you know. We regret it, okay? Everybody regrets it when anything that, you know, touches on insecurity happens. We do regret it. However, like I said, it's an ongoing issue. The president did not even say December. He said, before I hand over, I will try and hand over a secure country. So when we talk about insecurity at times, we only talk about the kind of effort we are making and the problems on the ground. The president has made all kinds of, given all kinds of incentives to the law enforcement agencies, and we see that happening all the time. He recounts it all the time, the efforts he has given them, the marching orders he has given them, you know, to ensure that some of these things are dipped in the board. We are not going to be boastful, really, about the scale of insecurity, whether it is going up or down. Anyone that happens at all, anyone is hurtful enough to a nation. So we regret the incident that happened. However, we want to appeal to Nigerians that it's not a situation where we can be hopeless. Security agencies are stepping up to the challenge. However, like I said, crime is not going to be totally eliminated one day. We can only talk about the efforts that governments make, just like the gun crime in America. The gun crime in America is, you know, is rising every day. People are going to malls and schools and shooting people and killing people. However, this is not a forum to do comparative analysis. It's just to say that there's not one morning will not come. One day will not come where, by the flick of a switch, no single crime will happen.
You know,
we can only talk about the efforts we are making.
Honorable Minister, you know, the reason I had to bring in this question is because we've been talking about it since 5 a.m. and there seems to be this general belief that the government is behind the insecurity. There's this general belief that the government is pampering these criminal herdsmen in the forest, in the bushes, and then coming heavily down on, you know, unknown gunmen and the, especially in the southeastern part of the country. And I would like for you to address that, you know, that notion quickly.
Well, unfortunately, if you permit my language, that is nonsense talk. You know, somebody gets up to say a government is pampering criminals. How can people make such allegations? You know, can we, for example, point to a particular incident where a particular criminal, you know, is identified and then not arrested or not brought to book? You know, I don't think that is correct. And for the past 8 years that President Buhari has been in power, unfortunately, we have tried to explain to Nigerians over and over, but a certain, you know, section of Nigerians, they keep spinning this tale around him, up to the point that he's even exiting power. For the last 8 years, they've hung this allegation around his neck that he's pampering some people from some parts of the country who are criminals. And that's quite unfortunate. But there's no empirical, you know, basis for such allegation. And it's not just correct. It's a wicked allegation that is not correct at all.
Indeed. Now, let's move on. Let me ask this question. Let's go back to the campaign train now. Your candidate, Bola Tinubu, once quoted that he didn't have much belief in the operations of BVAS. According to the news around, that he wants reassurances from INEC on the capacity and the capability of the BVAS machines. Is that still the case with your candidate, or your candidate is now fully ready to go into the election knowing full well that BVAS machines will be used?
I hope you will not be offended when I say once again that the press, they spin things completely out of context. My candidate did not say anything like that, that he does not have faith in BVAS. Show me one sentence, he say one statement that he made that corresponds with what you just said. This is the complaint we have at times about the kind of slant that some media houses put to what we say. My candidate only says that he wants reassurances.
That's what I said.
From INEC. He wants reassurances from INEC that it will not be abused, or that there will not be some kind of external interference or so, that or it will get to all Nigerians. But he never, ever, ever said he does not have faith in Beavers. You know, so we are appealing to the press again. We are appealing, we are begging that we should be more professional, we should be more, you know,
Honorable Minister, Honorable Minister, I beg to differ, Honorable Minister. Let's go back to the press.
I'm begging you, are begging me.
Honorable Minister, hold on. Let's go back to the press, because it's as though you're on this show to vilify the press at all cost.
I am not. When
the press reports that your candidate said he needs reassurances, what does that mean exactly?
It's just a reassurance. Reassurance is reassurance. It does not mean I don't have faith.
Oh, really?
It means reassurance. Millions of Nigerians are listening to you now, and they will judge between me and you who is correct in terms of interpretation of English language.
Okay, all right. I'm not being judgmental, Honorable Minister. I needed to have an open mind. Okay, I needed to have an open mind.
I'm begging you as a pressman to also have an open mind.
Let's have an open mind to this conversation, Honorable Minister. Your candidate said he needed reassurances from.
Reassurance does not mean I don't have faith.
What does
just assure Nigerians? Okay.
He needed it, not Nigerians. He needed it. It's not about Nigerians.
This is debating, and is it? So you are debating with me now.
I am just telling you.
You are here today. Yeah.
Honorable Minister. Honorable Minister.
For my views, not for you to debate with me.
Honorable Minister, it is not.
I have told you my views, but you are still pounding on the same issue, and I've told you that it is a wrong interpretation you are putting to it when somebody says. Nigerians need reassurances.
He did not say Nigerians. He said he needed reassurances. But that's fine. That's okay. Honorable Minister, that's okay, because we're almost done for this hour now, for this interview. Let's take just one or two questions. Then we can call it a morning. I'm not even sure we can take two, but let's just take one, and then I will let you get to your. Hello. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
God continue to bless.
Quickly, please. Quickly. Thank you.
I'm happy questions you've been asking this honorable minister. And you can see the way he's giving you respect. I am very, very happy in that. But what I really want to say is that Nigerians are ready to come around. I am happy that I got my PVC day before yesterday.
Right.
Joy all over me.
Right.
Are you getting me?
I'm with you.
So, Nigerians should be ready. We should be ready.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. I really don't have much time. And we said, let's take one more call, then we'll call it a morning. Good morning to you.
I didn't get that, though. I think it was very low.
Okay.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'll get you to listen now.
May God bless you.
Yes.
I greet Francis Kremo. Tell him that I want to be able to come and interview for Arise TV and Carriers. Nigerians, ask a question. Yes, let him come arise or time.
Okay, thank you. I think we can squeeze in one more. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yes, Lucky Lola from Bankole Maguru.
Welcome.
Yes, sir. Honorable, I must confess that myself and many Nigerians are not happy with this present administration. And to make things worse, you know, you have the presidential candidate who come out to commit blunders here and there, knowing full well that he's going to meet with foreign counterparts. Sir, I want to ask, is your presidential candidate fit for this job or what? Because I don't...
Thank you, Lucky Lola. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Honorable Minister, let's take it from the last comment.
Well, unfortunately, most of these allegations against my candidate are not true.
Okay.
The opposition have adopted a strategy where you repeat a thing 1,000 times. To make it true, to make it repeat a lie. For example, they said he's not fit. However, he has been to more campaign grounds than every other candidate. He, as I speak with you, is on the way to Yola this morning. You know, he has not, he's been back to back, you know, campaigning for the past few, even after the holiday, back to back every day. He has been having several engagements. My candidate is on his 2 feet. He's not assisted to anywhere. So I don't know where is this story coming from. You know, so at times some people play God when they make these allegations, you know, without any, you know, any evidence to substantiate. So I completely disagree. He's there before Nigerians to see. And for anybody who says, well, you know,
Minister, you know what? You know what? Let's take a very quick break, huh? And we'll continue afterwards, please. Stay with us, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back to the Morning Crossfire here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I have seen an advocate, Festus Keyamo, on the show this morning, a member of the APC, PCC. And we've been talking about the APC campaign and the surrounding issues. Honorable Minister, thank you so much for joining us again this morning on the program.
Thank you, my brother.
You're responding to the callers, and we want to... Lucky Lola, the last caller, was talking about your candidates.
Yes, I was just saying that appealing to him and to some other Nigerians too, who tend to believe some of these statements that are not true or some of these lies, to put it as plainly as I can, that these things are not true. We are not God. They said the same thing about Buhari in 2015, if you remember. There was even somebody who went to take an advert at that time and put a skeleton in front of the on the front page of a national newspaper, say depicting the skeleton as a Buhari, that Buhari will not survive in power. Now Buhari is finishing his 8 years and is even looking stronger than many people who are much younger than him. So my appeal to this kind of Nigerians who believe such, you know, untruths, is that they should know that we cannot play God. We cannot play God as human beings. I made an example a few days ago on some other station. I mentioned Morgans Tsvangirai. Morgans Tsvangirai was the opposition leader in Zimbabwe a few years ago. He was much younger, more fitter than Robert Mugabe, who was in power then. It was his campaign point at that time to the Zimbabweans that Robert Mugabe was too old, he was not going to live too long, and that people should support him because he's a much younger person. But guess what? Morgans Tsvangirai died long before Mugabe died, exited power, and then, you know, finally died. So that is what we are saying, that people should not play God in matters of health. People should not. A candidate, like everybody's seen, he's going from place to place. There's nothing wrong with him. He has not collapsed. He has not fainted. So this notion of where that he's sick is not fit, we don't know where the idea is coming from. We have no knowledge of where this is coming from. So we continue to appeal to Nigerians not to listen to such things that are not true.
Okay. All right. I would like to take just one call. Then we go this morning. I know I've taken your time. We said 25 minutes is beyond that now. This is our last call this morning.
Hello?
Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, please. Quickly.
My name is Gideon Balotelli.
Okay.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Yes, please.
Mr. Sheriff.
Sir?
Sincerely, I don't know where all this Ashwaju's office is coming from.
Okay. Okay.
A man who is traveling up and down, campaigning, you are saying it's not fit. Mr. Sheriff, I put it to you. You are a much younger person. And I'm sure if you go through what Ashwaju has gone through in the past few weeks, I'm sure you might collapse. So this narrative of Ashwaju is not fit, it's so much unfounded. It doesn't make any sense to us.
Okay.
People should campaign against APC on an issue-based ground, not health ground. The same thing they said of a PMB about 8 years ago. So how many of us who are very young can go through the stretch of what campaigns have to do with the health? So, Mr. Sheriff, please, I don't like you to push this narrative together with those who are bent on destroying Ashwaju. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too, for calling. Appreciate it. I'm sure perhaps you heard wrong. These were questions asked by the callers. We didn't even talk about the campaign stuff. We're only talking about press interview and all of that. But Honourable Minister, let's hang it here till the next time we meet again. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you for inviting me. And just to say, put in this last word, that if I think that Orthodox media is insignificant, I won't be here today. I broke my holidays to talk to you this morning. I broke my holidays. Yeah. I'm on holidays.
I appreciate that.
I woke up. I would have slept till 10 o'clock. I woke up, put my phone on alert just to speak with you. And then I've not used the word insignificant. And all of a sudden you said, I said insignificant. I said the highest, I used the word, the phrase, the highest respect. I only said, however, we decided to explore other means to reach more Nigerians. That is all I said. But they respect that.
But
just as much as we respect you, we want you to also respect our own choices.
Honorable Minister.
And that's all we've got for.
Honorable Minister, we respect the fact that your candidate said the media wanted to use him to make money because he's a marketable person.
We did not say so. He was talking about a particular station that is a private station organizing a debate, and we know, of course, that that station has anchors that are purely that are political carrying members of other political parties.
The anchors, all of the anchors.
They are card-carrying members. My brother, I'm just being honest with you. And you know that. You know that. Card-carrying members of other political parties saying they're organizing a debate and they want to be neutral. Will you attend that kind of debate? You yourself. Will you? Come on.
Honorable Minister.
Good morning. Goodbye, Nigeria.
Thank you for joining us this morning, as usual. So it's very interesting speaking with Senate Advocate Festus Keyamo. Okay, so we're gonna leave it there this morning, okay? Because I need to give out some cash. I've not been giving out some cash, so I'll just take a few one or two reactions to the chat. Then once it's 8:45, we'll give out some money. Good morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Asheri.
Good morning. You called earlier, yeah? Let's not repeat this, okay? Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Asheri.
Morning, sir.
God bless you, sir.
You too.
I'm an advocate of the mother for a better Nigeria. But what I just want to say is, you can see the same kind of arrogance. That, yes, I'm not sorry to say that it's arrogance that is making a minister to come on here. You can see the way it was responding to your questions. And the same kind of arrogance was the same thing in the presidential candidate. But the only thing I would say is, everybody that is campaigning for Tinubu and whoever that you know they are campaigning for, may their own children grow up with the same character of the presidential candidate they are praying for. God bless you, sir.
You too. Thanks for calling me. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yes, sorry. I just wanted to know what your news number is, telephone number for the news.
The newsroom.
Yeah, because there's an incident at Ojota.
Okay. Let me call it for you. Do you have something to type it down or write it down?
Okay, I do. Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right, go ahead.
01.
Okay.
465.
Yes.
7175.
7175.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. They're waiting for your call right now. Good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, miss. Good morning to you. Yes, ma'am.
You told me that you didn't pick the female line when he was on air. Mm. Otherwise, I would have asked him, what about your principal? Don't really, really say much on the podium. What he says, he will come, he will abuse any other person, then dance booga and go. He will clap. They have not done well.
Mm.
If you like, let him be angry. And they don't talk to Nigerians the way he's talking to us. That man used to be an atheist. And we were one of those people who admired him. Only things have changed him. Good morning.
Thank you, Madam Ify. Obinna is on Skype. Let's listen to him. Obinna, hi.
Hi, Sheriff. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, the man who just interviewed, the spokesman of the Esiwaju campaign that he just spoke with now, you know, he's not a greenhorn to what he does. He's been doing it over the years, and he's an expert in what he does. We that are listening, we really know what he said and what he didn't say, and some unspoken words that he was trying to dodge. You know, he said that who started this labeling of a team, if not APC, some years ago before Buhari came in. He forgot how they used the coffin to roam around the streets, claiming that it was the former then president who was Goodluck Jonathan. Now it's so bad. It looks, he's painting a picture that everybody is against Asiwaju. Then, when they were doing it,
oh, Obinna,
it was, I will know the truth. Mm. No problem.
Thank you.
He tried to bully you.
Thank you, Obinna. No, he didn't try to bully me. It's okay. He didn't try. It's not like that. Kende, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi. Good morning, Sherry.
Morning to you.
So I've been following the campaign train of all these presidential candidates.
Right.
A certain person called and said people should focus on issues. I want to remind that person, the only person that has not focused on issues in this campaign that has been calling people names is Bola Ahmed Tinubu. The last one we saw in Ondo, the last one we saw in Edo. So they should please remind their candidate to focus on issues. I don't know how you do it whenever you interview this man. Only thing I hear is noise. I just hear noise. I can't pick things because it's just shouting and shouting. Too much arrogance, please. I want to beg them. They should not take Nigerians for granted. And they should please address Nigerians with respect. Every of their cabinet, from Femi Adesina to Garba Shehu, all of them keep exuding arrogance. I pray God Nigerians should rightly and take people that will respect them. Thank you, please.
Thank you, Kennedy, for your thought. Appreciate it. Let me go take some thoughts off social media. The Prevailer Solution says, I don't know, there is a difference between Orthodox media and media in general. Of course, yes, there are, yeah. That's why you have the new media. Okay. Okay. I'm going to have to skip through some messages here. Yeah. Just so we can get to the ones that address the interview we just had. David says, let the minister know that there is a difference between campaign and jamboree. His presidential candidate was in Kano and was saying he just wants to dance. Are we to consider a dance for Aso Rock job? How many issues has he spoken to and how he intends to fix the country? David Cho said that. David, thank you. I think I can squeeze in just one more. Let's do one more. Good morning to you.
Sherry, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You have Mr. Mbaba. Thank you. I want you to tell APC and Ahmed Bola Tinubu and those people who are supporting them, we didn't need campaign. What we need is TV debate. We need debate so that he can ask more funny things to us, for us to hear, or he can cast more joke. That is what we need. So we will know their minds. You know how Atiku will come. He will boldly speak. And you know, Peter, the way he finished talks, the way he finished questions, let Ahmed Bola Tinubu come in later debates or TV organized debates.
Thank you.
Let us hear from him so we can see more joke.
Thank you. You've said that. Thank you for sharing, though. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Morning. I can hear you. It's so fine. It's fine. It's good.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to say something. I mean, this interview now just made me remember Uncle Jimmy. Hmm. Uncle Jimmy always talk about this same attitude of explaining yourself as though you are angry. I mean, he's always acting all angry and all the time. And I'm talking about you, the person that was interviewed first of Kiamu now. And then they said we should, in the interview should be, Nigeria should restrict, we should work based on issue based. Is health not part of it? I was calling in, but my call wasn't going through. I wanted to ask, what about that proposition that they talked about candidates partaking in health surveys, like bringing their health credentials for scrutiny and all of that? Isn't it part of it? And somebody is calling in to say that we should not talk about health. is paramount, just as other things are paramount. And the last thing I was going to say is, I'm sorry to say, just like he apologized, saying that the Nigerians are saying nonsense in a way. I got his apology. And that's why I'm also apologizing, because me, I'm a lawyer. And I'm looking forward to learning from people like him, that is a son, but he's not giving us good precedent. Sorry to say.
Thank you. Thank you, too, for calling me. Appreciate it. Okay, let me see who is here. Let's see who is here. You know what? I'm going to go to the live stream right now. We have comments on the live stream. Olufemi Ogunson says, why is APC defenders are always angry, agitated, and shouting when talking or defending a point? Ogunson sent that in on Facebook live stream. I'm going to YouTube now. Henry says, when the question does not go well with him, he starts attacking the interviewer. As a public servant, you have to be ready to address any question put across to you in a matured manner. Charles says, person is defensive and doesn't allow Sheriff to talk well. He's doing his job. Timmy, let me see. Timmy, what are you saying? Okay. Timmy, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. You know what? Let's give out some money. Let's lay off the interview for now. We'll bring some other parties because the elections are here. So we need to hear more from all of the parties, not just the APC alone. I mean, all of the parties. There are issues, and most of them are not exactly addressing those issues. They are just saying they will do this, they will do that. How are you going to do this and how are you going to do that? Most of them, even those that have said they will do this and this is how they will do it, they shy away from going into details as to how their process would work, right? For instance, all of them, they stand equal risk of inheriting 77 trillion naira in cumulative debt of this country. Now, how the heck do you want to get anything done with that kind of amount on your shoulders? So it's a different ball game right now. It's completely a different ball game. I don't know. I don't want to say, because I'm not clairvoyant, I don't want to say that the year is going to be a very tough year. But let's hope that the year gets better as we go into the year, okay? Well, let's just all brace up. Because all of them, all of the candidates, I don't know any one of them who has a magic wand to make your life better this year. Maybe next year, maybe in 2 years' time, with the kind of stuff that we have right now on our shoulders, it's going to take a miracle, like serious miracle. Just give us some money. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Good
morning. What's your name?
Godman.
Your name is what? Hey, should I go? You're wasting my time, oh. Individual is not ready. Let me take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. What's your name, sir?
Kunle Adetuloye.
Mr. Kunle?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to speak to the interview or you want money?
Sir?
Do you want money or you want to speak to the interview?
I'm just calling. I'm calling for the first time.
Okay. What do you want to tell? Oh, yeah, it's gone. And please now, let not village people happen now. I guess give out something. Morning to you.
Hello, Sheriff.
Morning to you.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, I'm calling regarding the interview. Sheriff, what was that? Like, the interview?
Okay.
Well, that man thinking he was talking to some roadside country something.
Calm down.
What have we got into that you're addressing a country? Because as far as I'm concerned, this station is addressing a country. And you're sounding like you're fighting with the person that's interviewing you. Come on now. Cosy demand that you show some respect. Was he trying to bully you or what? I mean, it's not done anyway. Okay, look at the way he hung up. It was like hanging up a call. Imagine hanging up a call on someone when you're having a conversation with that person. That's so disrespectful. He needs to take a chill pill. He needs to. I mean, people look at him like a role model, and he's not really portraying it. He's not showing us that, hey, he's worthy to be some role model or something. you know, it's just a pity, really. I mean, who does an interview like this? Who does that? Well, Sheriff, it is well. God help Nigeria, really. It's just crazy.
Thank you for calling. Oh, sorry. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. Okay. Listen, everybody, just go get your PVC. Vote for anybody you want, your candidate. Yeah? Be very, I mean, have some personal conviction that this is why I'm voting this person. Don't vote because some people told you that you should vote for this person, because vote for that person because you are convinced deep down inside of you. You're convinced that you will stand by your decision. You will not blame Sheriff. You will not blame Jimmy Disu. You will not blame anybody for your decision in 4 years' time. See, I know why I'm saying this. So don't do it because you will blame yourself. Don't vote because you're looking for somebody to blame, which I see happening anytime. Yeah. Gonna happen regardless, but I just thought to say people will still blame other people. I just thought to say, so we have to go. I don't know what's happening. I wanted to give out money, but then yeah, it is what it is. I have to leave the studio. Thank you all for being a part of the Morning Crossfire for today. Tomorrow we have another great show for you, another amazing show for you tomorrow. You need to stick around. Yes, and of course I'm on social media. That's Sheriff Quadri.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.